It's 6 minutes past seven. Here, what it says in the papers, is John S. Doyle.
First day at school photographs predominate on three front pages. The Irish Examiner's picture by Dara McSweeney is from a classroom in Ballycotton, East Cork, and shows young Hunter Yap enjoying his first day at Scoil Cronáin in Rathcoole, County Dublin, was lucky enough to get its picture in both the Irish Independent and the Irish Times. And two girls, Grace Fox and Kira Walsh, aged four, are the star of the show in both papers, photographed by Mark Condren and Damien Eagers, respectively. Ireland sizzled again yesterday in melting heat, and today could be even hotter, as some kids return to school. So says the Irish Daily Mirror in its lead story, and the headline writer makes the connection: weather is class. The Examiner reports in its lead story that last year was Europe's warmest on record by a significant margin. According to analysis by the American Meteorological Society, the average temperature in Europe in 2020 was 1.9 degrees above the long-term average for the period 1981 to 2010. This comes, the paper says, after the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change review found that humans are unequivocally driving global warming, that the impacts are already being felt, and that they will worsen further without action to curb temperature rises. Meanwhile, there's the electric picnic. The Attorney General has been told to save the County Laois Music Festival, according to the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail, and officials are scrambling to find solutions. It's not so much Stradbally as Bally Go Backwards for the Irish Daily Star headline writer. The paper reports the call by Fianna Fáil TD James O'Connor for the electric picnic to be moved to a new location. But the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, is to push his government colleagues to allow the electric picnic and other events to go ahead. This, the Independent says, is despite the government officially saying it is a matter for the organiser, MCD, and Laois County Council. The Taoiseach appears in another context in The Times, where Arthur Beasley reports that he has called for a huge expansion in wind power to tackle growing constraints on the electricity network because of surging demand from big tech data centres. The solution to such challenges, said Mr. Varadkar, is a huge expansion of renewable energy production, especially offshore wind, as well as interconnection with France. This can be a win-win scenario, he told the paper. The Times, in its lead story, says it has emerged that the vast majority of people over the age of 16 would have to be vaccinated before the National Public Health Team, NPHET, considers a more widespread easing of restrictions. A letter detailing NPHET's latest recommendations was due to be sent by the Chief Medical Officer to the Minister for Health last night, the paper says.
John, thank you.